Thank you. Numbers chapter number 24. I want to read an old story. Story of a prophet gone bad. And the story of a people blessed by God. How many of you know today that you are blessed by God? The book of Numbers in the Old Testament, chapter number 24, beginning at verse number 10. And Balak's anger was kindled against Balaam. Now Balak is the king of the nation of the Moabites. Balaam is a prophet gone bad. And he smote his hands together. And Balak said unto Balaam, I call thee to curse mine enemies. And behold, thou hast altogether blessed them these three times. Therefore now flee thou to thy place. I thought to promote thee unto great honor. But lo, the Lord hath kept thee back from honor. And Balaam said unto Balak, Spake I not also to thy messengers which thou sentest unto me? And I said to them, if Balaam would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the commandment of the Lord. How many of you know today that no one or nothing can go beyond the commandment of the Lord? I cannot go beyond the commandment of the Lord to either do good or bad of mine own mind. But what the Lord saith, that will I speak. And now behold, I go unto my people. Come therefore, and I will advertise thee what this people shall do to thy people in the latter days. And he took up his parable and said, Balaam the son of Beor hath said, and the man whose eyes are open hath said, he hath said which heard the words of God and knew the knowledge of the Most High, which saw the vision of the Almighty falling into a trance, but having his eyes opened, I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There shall come a star out of Jacob, and a scepter shall rise out of Israel, and shall smite the corners of Moab, and destroy all the children of Sheth. And Edom shall be a possession. Seir also shall be a possession for his enemies. And Israel shall do valiantly. Out of Jacob shall come he that shall have dominion, and shall destroy him that remaineth of the city. He's talking there in the near future about the coming King David. And David, we know, becomes in his lifetime a type of the Lord Jesus Christ, our beloved Messiah, that is to come. Turn also, if you would, with me into the book of Galatians, chapter number 3. And I would like to read some verses there as well to you, to help further direct us in understanding what the Lord has laid on my heart. I have not put together a complicated message. I have not put together a complicated thought, but a very straightforward thought. It's time for us to stop playing around with things and ideas and thoughts that are destructive and that sap the energy and suck the life out of our faith. It is time for us to get serious about our relationship and our walk with God. And it's time for us to rise up and to be the people that God called us to be. Galatians chapter 3, beginning at verse number 8. And the Scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Everybody say, blessed. so that they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is every one that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God. For it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Everybody say faith. And the law is not of faith. Hallelujah. But the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. That the blessing, everybody say blessing, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Everybody say faith. I want to preach for just a few moments today. Redeemed from the curse. Redeemed from the curse. Redeemed from the curse. Redeemed from the curse. Lord Jesus, let me speak more boldly today as I ought to, with all love and truth and compassion. Let these dark thoughts and these dark spirits and these ungodly ideas and theologies that creep into the hearts of the people of God to steal away their blessing, to steal away their joy, and to suck the life out of their faith. Let every dark and high thought be brought captive to the knowledge that Jesus Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law and the curse of sin and the curse of death.
Redeemed from
Balaam said, I can only say what God allows me to say. And as he stood before the nation of Israel, and as they surrounded and encamped around the Moabite fortress, the Bible says that the king Balak brought him this man, quote unquote, this spiritual man, and brought him in. And God was using. I want to tell you something. God even has sinner men behind enemy lines preaching his gospel. Oh my God. I'm talking about a God that's in control of everybody and everything. And this backslid, ungodly, materialistic, greedy man could not even speak a curse against God's people. And then was furthermore time, and he tried time. Let me tell you something, the devil doesn't give up after one shot. The devil's not going to throw in the towel just because his first punch didn't land you square in the forehead. He's going to come at you again, and he's going to come at you again, and he's going to come at you again. And at the end of the day, the one that came to curse is only going to be able to do one thing. They're going to have to open their mouths and pronounce, surely that man, surely that woman is blessed of God. Because no matter what I try against them, they have not thrown their faith to the ground. They have not let go of the plow. They have not turned their back on their Savior and King. But they have maintained their faith. The Bible says they are going to put sinners and adversaries one day. They're going to say, Brother Marty, that man refused to give up the blessing that God had placed on him. And in the end, Caleb opened his mouth and he said, I'm going to lay one more on you that you didn't pay me for. I'm going to lay one more on you that you didn't ask me for. And I'm going to tell you about a man. He didn't know his name. God didn't give him that revelation. But he said, there's going to come a scepter out of Judah. There's going to come a king who is going to reign. And he is going to smite the corners of the very last vestiges of this evil people in this world. I'm here to tell you that Jesus is coming back one day. Jesus is coming back one day. And he is looking for a people. Is going to land on my life. I'm here to tell you nothing can touch you because Jesus has blessed you. Yes. Hallelujah.
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 It's time, church, that we stop living in fear. It's time that we stop living in fear.
Amen.
Because fear is a curse from the enemy. And the fearful, and what goes along with fear, the blessing is released by faith. Because Abraham was given the label of righteous man because of what he did. Faith is not what you say. Faith is what you do. Can say all day long that we believe this and we believe that, and we believe this and we believe that, and then we run back to the prayer closet and we whine to God as though he's not sitting on the throne anymore. And we run back to the prayer closet and we whine to God as though somehow God has cursed us and caused terrible things to fall upon us. I don't care if you did come from a bad family. I don't care if you did have a bad example. I don't care what house you were raised in and what you went through when you were growing up. I'm here to tell you that Jesus said this: I am going to cause you to be born again, both of the water of the Spirit. And I'm going to put a blessing on you, a new blessing, and all of those old things are going to pass away, and everything is going to be new, and my promise is going to fall upon your life, and after that promise falls on you, power is going to come, and you will be able to stand against every single wile of the devil, and you will never fall ignorant before him, because God's Spirit is living inside of us. It's time to stop living in fear. It's time, the Bible says, the just live by faith. Abraham was justified by faith. How do we know that he had faith? How do we know he was a man of faith? It's because when God said, get up and pack your bags and leave this place, he got up and he packed his bags and he left. When he left, when he set foot outside of the camp, when he set foot outside of the circle of influence of his family, when he set foot out to a direction where he was unaware of where he was going, in that instance, faith was released in his life. And when faith reached up to God, a connection was made to heaven and a blessing came down. And it said, what did it say? Not only will I bless you, Abraham, not only will I bless your sons after you, not only will I make of your sons a nation so mighty and powerful that the nations of the earth will tremble, but I will bless every nation, kindred, and tongue through you, because you stepped out and you obeyed what I asked you to do. Hallelujah. When he asked him to sacrifice his son on Mount Moriah, the Bible says that Abraham, he packed up his bags, he packed up some sticks, he got some coals of fire and put it in a leather satchel, however they carried fire back in those days. And he told his sons and his servants to pack some supplies. And he took his son and he tied him down to a stony altar that he built without tools. And he put the sticks and he got a dagger out of his pocket and he raised it up to stab and kill his son from off the face of the earth. The Bible says, believing that God would raise him up from the dead. I'm talking about a faith that not even in the face of death itself can be shaken. And the Bible says that he was justified by his faith because he obeyed the word of God and did what he was told. It's time for some of you in this church to stop playing games. Patty cake Jesus this and patty cake Jesus that. I'll get up and go to church if I feel like it. I'll participate if it makes me feel good and comfortable. And it's time for some people in this church to start doing what God told you to do. It's time to start becoming obedient to the man of God. I'm not asking you to go out and sell your house. I'm not asking you to sell your shoes in your car and walk barefoot to church. I'm not asking you to do all of this and all of that. But Americans can sit and watch 5 hours of television per day, but they can't come to church for a couple hours a week. It's time that we start getting our act together and showing God, I am blessed. I am blessed. Hallelujah. And you'll never find a man of God that's blessed walking around with his face dragging. You'll never find a woman of God that's blessed second guessing where they're going or what they're doing. They just can't wait for the next exciting thing that God's about to do. I can't, oh,
him. He gave me a vision. I saw this bull, and I saw this goat. I saw this sheep. I saw this dove. And in my dream, they were all cut in half and laid part to the left and part to the right. Woo! And I saw a dark, smoky furnace, and it came down through those dead animals. And God said, when he couldn't promise by anybody greater, he made a promise, God himself. He said, I'm promising myself, Abraham, that I am going to bless you. There's nothing you can do to make him break it. There's nothing you can do to curse it. Hallelujah. We are serving a God whose whole heart's desire and his whole existence desire is to bless, to bless, to bless. It is not the will of God. It is not the desire of God to curse his people. It's when we start playing games. It's when we start entertaining things we shouldn't. It's when we start doubting what God says. And when we doubt what God says, we are doubting and unbelieving in his promises. And how much greater of a shame, and how much greater of a disrespect, and how much greater of an embarrassment is it when we call walk up to the face of God and say, God, you can't do that. And God, you're not going to do that. I'm here to tell you, as a pastor of this church for 10 years, and as a slave member of the Slave Society of the Jesus Name Pentecostal Church for 23 years, I have slaved in this church, and I will slave here as long as God gives me the strength, and as long as his authority rests on me. Hallelujah. We got to do what God has told us to do. To perform the things that God has called us to perform. We've got to be obedient to him. We've got to follow him and believe in him. We cannot doubt. There have been many long days. There have been many, as we've talked about in our Sunday school class, in our Bible class, there have been many lonely places that I have prayed in this building. There's not one place in this building that I haven't called on the name of Jesus. There's not one building on this property that I have not called on the name of Jesus. There's not one house that I have ever lived in that I have not called on the name of Jesus. I refuse to give up my faith and my blessing. Well, God is doing the way I thought he should. Welcome to the club of slaves. We don't tell God what to do. We just do what we're told. But he didn't do it as fast as I thought he should. Welcome to the club of slaves. Hallelujah. We just do what we're told. And we just wait around in the meantime, because there were 10 virgins. And the Bible said that the bridegroom didn't come when they thought he was going to. And they fell asleep. And some of them, while they fell asleep, they lost their faith. The oil ran out in their lamps. Jesus said, when I return to the earth, will I find faith? I pray, God, that when he comes to the earth, and we're still living here, hallelujah, it comes to the Jesus Name Pentecostal Church. And God's the 201-9 Drive, Fairfield, Illinois, 62837, 1-618-599-0784, that he will find one man that still has a little bit of faith. It's been a long time, and they're mocking us and saying, where is the sign of his coming? And I'm going to be standing and say, you just wait.
That's right.
He's coming. He's coming. He's coming again. And he's not coming for a bunch of doubters. He's not coming for a bunch of wimps. He's not coming for a bunch of people that turn in one tail at every little trial and tribulation. But he's coming for a people when he can see a blessing sitting on their life. Hallelujah. When he can see a blood that glistens on their foreheads. Hallelujah. He can see a mark inside of their hearts upon the doorposts and the lintels. He can see that there is a people who are walking in the faith of Abraham, who are walking in the blessings of his son Jesus, who he gave out of his love on Calvary to die for them and wretch like me, that I can be redeemed from the curse of sin. Don't you worry about what the devil's going to try to do. Don't you worry about what the government's going to try to do. Don't you worry about what the people of this world and the neighbors and some of their own hateful family members are going to try to do. Jesus has put a blessing on you, and the more they persecute and the more they curse, the bigger the blessing grows, and the more they try to back us into a corner, the wider the spiritual realm opens up to us. And though the outward man perishes, day by day by day, there is a renewing in the spirit that grows stronger and brighter and greater and more powerful. Oh, we have been redeemed from the curse. If we'll just believe and do what God says do. He said, I will release. You know, the world that we live in today, they complain about tongue talkers. That's a weird church down there. They talk in tongues. You can call me the Apostle Paul. I thank God that I talk in tongues more than you all. You can call me the Apostle Paul because a lot of times I say things that are confusing and have people don't understand. And other times people just twist it and wrest it to their own destruction. So be it. Hallelujah. I've been redeemed from the curse. I've been blessed by the blood of the Lamb. And if I want to preach complicated, I'm going to preach complicated. If I want to preach long, I'm going to preach long. If I want to preach short or loud or quiet, I will. I'll tell you why. Because I don't need your authority and I don't need your permission. I have been authorized by a divine blessing. God has put a spirit on me. He has given me the ministry of exhortation. And I'm going to exhort you no matter how negative and dark and no matter how discouraged you get. Amen. You can be guaranteed for one thing. We will find a scripture and it's going to say something good. And we're going to lift each other up and we're going to head on down the road. If I stumble, you come back and pick me up and we'll head on down the road. If you stumble, we'll come back and pick you up and we'll head on down the road. Because we are a people that is blessed. We don't want to leave anybody behind. And we want to give God our complete and total trust in all that we say and in all that we do. Let's stand together today. I told you I didn't make this message super complicated. On every one of the things that I have said, we could have had 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 10 scriptures to add to that. And there are just times when I love to do that. But sometimes the Lord presses us with a message that we don't have time for. And He gives us a message and He says, but in the meantime, I want you to go over here and do this. But God, you know I've got to study. God, you know I've got to sit down. God, you know I've got to go deeper. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. And the Lord says, well, while you're just don't worry about that. You come over here and pray for this person. You don't worry about that today. You can study your brains out next week. But right now, I've got some things I want you to do. I've got a truck I want you to help unload. I've got a friend I want you to take out for lunch. I've got a ministry to minister a comfort to somebody that's discouraged. And you just get up there and act like a fool. You get up there and act like the idiot that you are. You just be my slave and do what I tell you to do. And let me take care of the rest. That's the kind of God that we serve today. It's time to put your faith in Jesus the Messiah. It's time to stop with one foot in and one foot out. It's time to throw up our hands and it's time to say, Jesus, there is no other. Jesus, there is nothing else but you. Jesus, you are the one and only. Jesus, you are all and everything that I need. I give myself to you wholly, totally, and completely. And I will do whatever you tell me to do to show you how much faith I have. It's time that we stop making this kingdom of God about us. It's time that we stop saying to God, oh God, I can't talk and I can't preach and I can't speak and I can't do this. I can't sing. I can't play. We've got more I can'ts. There's nothing that'll turn your stomach and make you vomit a little bit in your mouth than when you hear those two words, I can't. What a sickening thing for a state of God. God to say. We may not be able to. We all know that we're not able to. It's time for us to stop making the kingdom about us and what we can't do. It is time to start talking about the one who can. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, because He can do anything, because He created the worlds with the power of His words, because He collected up the dirt and made a human being, because He breathed a little bit of air into the lungs of that man called Adam and he became a living soul. I may not be able to, but He can. Oh, now's where it comes to where we see who's got faith and who doesn't have faith. If you've got faith, then you're going to be obedient to the word that God is speaking into your heart. Stop cursing yourself. Stop falling on your own feet and tripping on your own shoelaces and shooting your own self in the foot. And start believing, I am redeemed from the curse. And what does that mean? It means I am blessed. I am blessed. And if we need anything in this hour, if we need more of Jesus, if we need anything in this hour, we need a little bit more faith and trust in Him. The biggest mistakes that you will ever make in your life is when you get your eyes off of Jesus and start thinking there's somebody greater than Him. Sometimes we think we're greater than He is. Sometimes we think that powers of the world and our bills and our health conditions are greater than He is. We need to put Jesus back on the throne in our lives. Let's all bow our heads together right now. Now is the time when you make a commitment between you and Christ Jesus. Now is when you make a commitment. Now is when you reaffirm and reinforce this idea, this truth. I am blessed. But it seems like everything is crumbling around me. Welcome to the club. What does that have to do with the fact that you are blessed? Paul said, sometimes I abound. And he said, at other times I am abased. He said, sometimes I am full and thrilled with the food on my table, and at other times I am forced into fasting because I can't afford to buy a little bit of food. But he said, no matter what state I find myself in, I have learned that I can be content knowing this. I am blessed. I am where Jesus put me. I'm doing what He called me to do. And there is nothing else. Jesus said, His disciples came up and they said, Lord, aren't you hungry? And Samaria at the well. And He said, I have meat to eat that you know not of. There is a spiritual blessing, a spiritual power, a spiritual outpouring that Jesus shed His blood for, to redeem us from away that curse, and to redeem us to the blessings of our Father who is in heaven. Let's receive those blessings right now. Let's receive those blessings right now. Let every curse bounce off. Let every curse miss its target. Let every doubt flee. Let every shadow of turning be removed. For there is no shadow of turning in our God, that He is pure light. No shadow. Oh, Lord, and pour out the promise of Your Spirit. Pour out the promise of Your Spirit. Lift your hands today. Receive the promise of the Spirit of the living God. Lift your hands today. Receive the light of God's truth. Lift your hands today and hear those words. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him might not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, yes, Jesus. We need You today. If there's ever been a time, if there's ever been an hour, if there's ever been a moment when we need You, it is now. I need Jesus. There's no song we used to sing that says, I need Jesus. It goes like this. I need, Jesus. I need Jesus. Oh, yes, I do. I need Him when the sun shines out. I need Him when the storm. Somebody help me say, oh, and sing and pray this prayer. I need.